Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. So I have to tell you, it's definitely my phone. And I'm just, like, so fed up with it, I don't even want to take it back to the Apple iPhone. I'm just so tired of being there for hours on end, dealing with the phone, and then all they do is replace it, and then that phone doesn't work. So apparently everybody that I talk to now has to call me on my home landline, which is a good thing, I guess, because I never got rid of that. I just kept it. Anyway, so I don't know. I was very proactive. I decided that I was going to do a whole bunch of crazy things. So one of the crazy things that I did was I decided to get those pH strips so that you can find out if you're acidic or alkaline, because it's better to be alkaline, universally speaking, energetically speaking, physically speaking, emotionally speaking, yada, 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 all better to be alkaline. And then especially on the spiritual path, it's better to be alkaline. So I do the test, and I come out, and it's like, I think I was like 6.5 or 6.3 or 6 point something, just under perfectly balanced. So I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, first time in a while, because actually, it's only a year, but I'm already overdue. So this way, my regular annual, blah blah blah. Okay. So when I went, and they tell you, okay, pee in the cup, blah blah blah. Okay. I said, will you do me a favor? Can you check my alkaline? I think their test strip is just a little more accurate because it's got more things that it tests for, and the one that I bought only tests for two things. So she does my alkaline, and she said to me, my pH, and she said, you are perfectly balanced. And I was thinking, you know what? That makes total sense. Because I didn't think that I was acid. But here's the funny thing. I was reading up on it, and one of the things that they say, the number one, they list seven different foods that could make you be acidic. And the number one food, although it's not a food, but the number one product is soda. And I never, never drink soda. I don't like the fizz. It burns my throat. So my entire life, I've never drank soda. I don't add any sweeteners to anything that I eat or drink. That was number two, by the way, sweeteners. And then there was like all this other stuff, processed food, fast food. I don't eat fast food. I don't eat processed food. I do eat a lot of cheese. And sometimes that could make you a little acidic, but I don't know. I still think that, you know, that's kind of more natural than any of the other stuff. So pizza is like high up on the do not eat, you know. And I'm not a huge pizza fan, but we had our big family get together this past weekend, and it was my brother's 50th birthday. Happy birthday. Love you, love you. It was so spectacular. What a great weekend. And so excuse me. Bless you. Thank you. You're welcome. Sorry. So the next thing you know, my sister-in-law, one of my two sister-in-laws that were there, because one sister-in-law didn't come. And so two of my nieces and one sister-in-law were not there for the festivities of the ongoing, never-ending weekend, which was spectacular but a whirlwind. So we ended up having frozen pizza for lunch. Now, I have to tell you, Friday night I went out with a very good friend of mine, and that was RL. And then we ended up having dinner, and then there's a new wine bar in Long Island City, so we decided, oh, let's just go there. And it's a really spectacular wine bar. I think it's just called Wine. And it's not the wine place. Oh, that's so funny, because there's another wine bar that has live jazz, and I love that place, and that's called Wine. Not the same owner, not even close. Anyway, so we stop in. I have two glasses of wine after a bottle of hot sake. And I have to tell you, when I went to sleep, there was no sleeping for me because I'm like a wide awake drunk. So I was feeling all the blood, all the alcohol coursing through my veins. So I couldn't sleep. So 3 o'clock in the morning, I get up take some Advil, drink some water, and I lay there and I ticked down the clock to 4:40, which was the time I got up, got showered, and then ran and picked up my cousin from the airport. He's coming in from L.A. So I ran and I got him, and I was not feeling so well, and I had a lot of water in the car, and I just kept drinking the water. So by the time we got up to my brother, I'd say it was like, I think it was close to 7, you know, 6:45, 6:40. So we watched, all right, so here's how this goes. The full moon was on Saturday. So Friday night I saw the moon. It was just missing like 2%. It was spectacular. So here I am out with RL, and we watch the moon come up. And I flip out. I'm like, take a picture. It was gorgeous. It was just like a big globe in the sky. Spectacular. So we take a picture of the moon. We look at the moon. Okay, yada, yada, yada. Go out to dinner. Get home. The next morning, I pick up my cousin, and we're driving. Now I'm watching the moon set. It was unbelievable. So it went from this big globe of yellow to this incredible orange, because this was the harvest moon. Spectacular. So I watched the moon set, and then we watched the sun come up. It was a glorious, glorious event. What a beautiful day. And then it was nonstop. So for me, from 4:40 in the morning until I went to bed, probably close to 11:30, I wanted to watch Saturday Night Live, but I have to tell you, I could not stay awake for it. So so it was just a whirlwind of a day. It was like one thing after the next. And the big party, the surprise party, was on Sunday. And that was when the rest of the family was all together and gathered, because my mom had a wedding to go to the night before. So I have to say, he was genuinely surprised. And man, does she know him. No one sang happy birthday, and there was no big cake. I'm sure they did the cake on Monday, because Monday was his actual proper birthday. So spectacular. And getting to meet all of the friends that I've only seen pictures of was kind of cool too. And then I bookended it, and I took my cousin back to the airport Sunday afternoon evening. So I have to say, I was just running. And it was pretty damn cool. I had a great weekend. What a spectacular, glorious time. And my nephew was home from college, which was amazing to see him. So now I have to go and visit him, because that's what I do. I visit the kids as they go off in their first year. So he's expecting my visit. So I'm going to do the Amish country and then visit my nephew. So that's going to be very cool. So I also have to say that it was also my dad's birthday. My dad passed away now 3 years ago. So Daniel and my dad both shared the same birthday, October 17th. So I have to say, I was thinking about him as well. And when I got into the studio on Monday and I finished the newest painting, which is now titled, where's the title? You know, it's funny, once you write it down, you don't have to remember it. Isn't that the way it goes? Shift in Perceptions, Shifting Dimensions. That's the title. And so I opened up my computer, and my dad and my brother's birthday popped up, and I was just like, oh, all right. So kept thinking about my dad all day. That was, you know, lots of love. Anyway, so getting to watch the moon rise and set in the same, like, 12-hour period was amazing, actually, quite stellar. So speaking about the moon, Let's have a very quick chat about the space weather. So the news for October 16th, which was Sunday, was there was a geomagnetic storm, and it was underway. It was a GI-1 class, and it was over the circle. So the auroras there were unbelievable. And then the Earth entered a stream of very fast-moving solar wind. And the best place to see, really, the auroras was in Sweden. And so what was it? It was a massive aurora dance, as they called it, across the sky. All green. You know, I've seen the auroras several times, and it's funny because they're always different colors depending on the dust, and this is all, you know, stellar. We're talking, you know, solar. So, not solar, stellar. So, one of my favorite movies, Interstellar. I love that movie. But here in Sweden, so the best place to see it was over the Abisko National Park in Sweden. And it was really, like, it's eerie because it's so incredibly emerald green. I've seen emerald green auroras, but like I started to say, my favorite are the purples and the blues. I love the color blue. And when you see it, like, the way it sweeps and it has, like, it's almost like a mist. And it shoots and it swirls. It's just really quite incredible. So I love that whole, I love that. I just love that. Anyway, so yesterday I did, like, a four-mile walk. I decided that I was going to walk to the doctor and then walk home. So we're on the same block. I used to live on Austin Street. I'm not on Austin Street anymore, but I'm only a block away. So I walked along Austin Street, and it's like 1.9 miles. And, of course, I do a little extra, I don't know, spin around so that I catch the whole full-on, you know. And so I walked there. I walked home. It was all good. I was just so happy that they checked my pH, and they were telling me that I'm perfectly balanced. I was perfectly aligned. So 6.5 is dead middle is the best, and that's exactly where I am. She said it could even be a little bit more, 6.55. I was like, okay, that's cool. So the thing that I have at home, the numbers were similar but slightly off. And because they check you for every single thing, it's just a little more accurate. So I thought that was cool. So I also bought a scale. For the first time in my life, I own my own scale. And so looking at the numbers, and I keep telling everybody, well, it's been like the last year and a half. Well, it's really just a year and 2 months now. So when I was there a year ago to this year, you know, for the 1 year, so now I know. So I have this scale. I'm going to go back down. So it's only 7 pounds, which makes me feel so much better. But I couldn't be that much more because I haven't changed sizes. So it's just a discomfort anyway. But I'm already on the downslope of it. So yay for me. I love that. So what else? So tonight is the final debacle debate. And I was invited to see it, several places. But I don't know. I might actually just stay in the city and watch it there. I have to see how I feel. I have to stop by my mom's apartment and take a few things home, including the plants, because, you know, my mom's so funny. She buys plants, she comes, she stays, and then she gives them away because, you know, there's no one there to take care of them. So I might actually stop by my sister-in-law and give her a new plant or two and then take one or two myself. We'll figure it out later. So, I don't know, one of those just, you know. So here I am in my studio, and I decided that it's such a gorgeous day, and I wanted to milk the weather. So I'm actually wearing shorts and a T-shirt, and I'm going to take some artwork, and I'm going to go and sit in the park by Long Island City and see if I can just sell a few of my prints. You know, just so I could be outside. I just don't want to be in a room with no windows because I have to tell you, it really changes my mood if I'm on the cusp. And I could say I'm on the cusp. So being in the sunlight and being outside, I think, will be really spectacular for my mind and my emotional state, the status that I am in. So I signed my new painting 2 days ago. Really finished it, as I said, Monday. And then yesterday I was going to come out here. And it was like, yesterday I was all over the place. So by the time I got home, like a little before one, I guess, all I was thinking was like, all right, I'll go out, I'll do something. And little by little, I sort of spun off, and then I ended up not going anywhere. So I did that spectacular 4-mile walk and then folded. I guess my kitty was happy, though, because I was home with him. And he's always happy when I'm home because he just climbs all over me. So anyway, so I'm reading a new book, which is really an old book, and trying to put to practice what I'm reading. And it's actually, friends would laugh at me because I remember when I first met this particular friend, that's LP, and she was asking me if I was a witch. And I was like, no, I'm not a witch. But I sometimes, you know, practice a little. There are a handful of things that I like to practice. And Wicca or earth, more earthbound stuff, it's not about practicing. It's more about just respecting the earth and Mother Nature. And sometimes, you know, there are a handful of things that follow suit with that. So I'm reading this book, and it's about crystals. Now, I have to say I have tons of rocks and crystals. And the cousin that I met for the first time, not over the phone, but in person, and I love my cousin. I have a spectacular new addition to my family and my circle, and I just love him. And I was trying to find some stones for him, for his son, you know, just because. Anyway, so as I'm going through this book and I'm reading it, I'm like, oh, I have some stuff I have to do myself. So really, that's what I've been doing. So I'm reading this book, and I'm putting to practice some of the things, and I'm thinking about the kids in my family, my nieces and my nephews, mainly my nieces. And now I'm like, I have a lot of gifts to send out to people. So I have to go out and sell some artwork because I have to go buy some stuff. That's what I think I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, so now we're in a waning moon. And it's so funny. Everybody always calls me while I'm doing my radio show. And speaking of which, so it doesn't matter what phone I'm on, because apparently my home phone is worse than my cell phone. I don't know. It's just one of these crazy things. Let's see if I can send her a very quick text or she'll stop calling. There you go. So, anyway, so where was I? All of these phones. So I'm telling my cousin, all right, so now here we are. We're all together with the family. And my uncle's there, and his phone never leaves his side. It's like in his hand, and he's looking at his phone. And I have to tell you, it's really quite annoying. Anyway, so the next thing I know, everybody's sitting at the table playing with their phones. I'm the only one that doesn't take my phone out and play with my phone. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm not addicted to my phone and that I don't play with my phone ever. But I have to say that when I'm with people, when I'm with my family, I don't take my phone out. But the other thing is, if my phone is in my hand, it's not working. I'm speaking to you right now on a headset, and it's a plug-in to the phone. It's not a Bluetooth because I lost my Bluetooth. And, you know, how many Bluetooths have I gone through? And I have so many headsets from Apple. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to use it. And I think it's a better connection anyway. The bad thing is that it keeps me close to the phone. But the good thing is I always think that people can hear me more clearly. But the truth of the matter is I don't think it makes a difference. I think that any phone, if I'm near it, you're not going to hear me. So I'm talking to one of my buds this morning, and we just keep getting disconnected. And he's on speaker, and I'm not touching the phone, and it just keeps hanging up.
And I said to him, is it mine or yours? And he said, well, I have a problem with this particular line. And last night I'm talking to another friend, and we kept getting disconnected, and she kept saying, well, I think it's my phone because of blah, 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 my home. And I'm like, all right, it's too coincidental. I don't think it's their phone. That's all I have to say on that subject. I don't think it's their phone. So I think it's my phone. Anyway, there you have it. So yesterday while I was walking, I was watching all of the my Jewish brethren carrying the what do you call it, those wreaths that you take to the sukkah. And this is one of my favorite holidays. So you're supposed to eat under the stars in a thatched kind of structure. So I really love sukkah. And, you know, it's always a beautiful thing after the new year. So I think that this is going to be a really spectacular year for all, you know. I know that there's a lot of strife still going on. I know there's a lot of craziness. And I know that, you know, we finally stepped it up, care of ISIS, hopefully we will be successful and put all of that craziness, really negative craziness, behind us. You know, people were so passionate about how they give love, as they were so passionate about giving hate. I think we balance each other out and we cancel it out. It'd be like a positive and a, what is it, two positives cancel a negative. Isn't that the way that goes? I can't remember now. A negative and a positive is a negative. A positive and positive is a, I don't remember now. I know positive and positive, obviously, is a positive. I don't remember if a negative and a positive is positive. I have to ask my nephew. I'll have to consult. You know, it's really funny. I was talking to one of my surrogate sisters during my brother's party. They've been family friends forever and ever and ever. And we were sitting and talking, and we were talking about, you know, modern math and stuff and the kids. Now, I don't have any children. I only have my nieces and nephews, and they don't really ask me for help with their homework because I'm not around at that hour. But if they need help with stuff, I mean, they always ask, but not with math, not with those things. So it's not like my math is completely up to speed. My geometry is pretty good because I use it. There's a handful of other things that are good, but I have to say when I'm on the spot, and it comes to, like, quote me, don't quote me, don't quote me. but there are other things. Like, you can put me on the spot with a lot of things, and I will step up, and that's kind of cool. And, you know, I don't ever have an issue with that. So, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's pretty good. So, I'm looking very forward to just going and being outside. You know how many times I've said I'm going to go and take my work and sit outside? Now, I used to do that. It was a while ago. I used to go and sit in front of the Met and just, you know, put out the table and hang out. And I've had people sit with me, and I've sat alone. And, you know, I say alone, but I'm not really alone because there are other artists doing the same thing. But I don't know. It seems like I sell wherever I go, but it's never the big one, you know. It's kind of like lunch money, gas money, whatever. I've never rent. It's never the big one. But, you know, we're getting there. So, I don't know. I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, when the High Line first opened, before it was even finished, but when it was open, I used to bring my artwork and stand up there. But nobody's really buying artwork on the High Line. You know, it's more about being up there and walking and looking and, you know, I enjoyed that, though, because it was, again, it was like end of summer. I think I was wearing a skirt and heels and carrying my artwork. Today I'm wearing shorts and a walk-in type of shoe. I guess you could say sort of like a sneaker, but it's not a sneaker. I hate sneakers. But it's definitely a walking shoe. It's very comfortable. Yeah, so there you have that. And I'm going to just take advantage of this absolute Indian summer that we're having right now because it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. So yesterday I was thinking about a friend of mine, in Denmark. And I have to say, I couldn't get her out of my mind. It was just like I was really thinking about her and that I wanted to call her. Now, we FaceTime all the time. But it was really funny because I had been thinking about her and then it was out of my mind, you know, and I was walking and all of a sudden she called me, like out of the blue. So I was thinking that, you know, when I send out that kind of a message, it always, always works. Like I'll always hear from the person that I'm thinking about. So I always love that. That's my favorite way to communicate telepathically. I'm thinking about you, you better call me. That kind of, I love that. Yeah, it makes me very happy, the telepathy thing. Anyway, so tonight, the final debate. I have to tell you, I know that she's getting ready, you know, because that's how she rolls. And I don't know, it's really funny to me that he just wants to bring people, just to bring in more negative. It's like, shouldn't somebody explain to him what a debate is, okay? It's an exchange of ideas. In, you know, against each other, and it's not about slinging hash, and it's not about insults or interruptions. It's about a discussion about a topic, where you stand, where he stands, where she stands, where he stands, and just to have a discussion. I mean, it would be really nice to see a civil discussion, because right now it's all about, you know, how much more can I insult you? I'm going to, you know, and I really love it when she goes first and she makes a whole big statement that's fabulous, and he says, I agree with that. And it's like, okay, where's the debate in that? That's not a debate. Like, you know, what's the difference between an argument and a disagreement? Well, you could keep saying, yes, I did, no, I didn't, and that could be, you know, a standpoint, but that's not an argument. An argument is, you have your idea, and then you're going to back it up with facts and whatever it is that you believe in, and then the other person can take an opposing position and discuss it with you. You know, it's a debate, people. Can we have a real debate? Anyway, so this is the last one, and I'm hoping that it's more civil and more debate-like rather than the comedy show, the comedy hour, because seriously, as I stated last week, you can't parody it. It's already hysterical. It's just, I don't know. Stop your belly aching, stop your whining, and have a discussion. That's all. Anyway, but it would be really good if Obama, like, puts ISIS to bed. That would be a 90 seconds. That would be a spectacular feat on his part, don't you think? Do something. Stand up. Do it. Boom. Let's take care of this, you know. I don't know. I was watching all these different things on the news last night, and the whole thing about Guantanamo Bay and how much money we have paid Americans in taxes. I say we, but Americans have paid to keep these 60 seconds, to keep these really undesirable, dangerous people away, but they have like the life there, you know. I don't know, you want to keep them there, but we don't want to fund it like we're funding it. I mean, there are other things that need funding, like the arts, really funding the arts, not fakely funding the arts. You know how nice it would be if somebody came up and stepped up and said, listen, we're going to have a building just for artists with studios at affordable rents, and people can come, and it either will take artwork or, you know, I would do an exchange like that. I would give artwork every year for my rent. I would do a lot of things like that. Yeah, so in 10 seconds, what do I really think that they should do? Really step up and take care of the people that give back, you know, artists give back. You know, people volunteer and take care of things. In fact, I have to make a phone call, and I'm going to do it the minute I get off the phone and take care of some other things that I was volunteering for. And I've been so busy, I haven't stepped up. So it's time to do that, and I'll tell you all about it next week, because this week will be my first real hands-on, back-in-the-saddle volunteering. But that would be like the penultimate, is to have a building. I mean, they're building buildings all over Long Island City like crazy, and the projections are off the chart, and all they're doing is muscling out all the artists that came in and cleaned this place up and made it what it is right now, and they're pushing us out, and that's not the way it works. You know, that's just not the way it works. I'm looking at a picture that I drew. It's all geometric, and I have to say it's within, 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 and how the circles move away from each other. I'm going to have to paint this painting, and now I got it. Well, there you go. Newest painting now realized. Anyway, so I send my love to all, and I really mean it, heartfelt, true love to all. And, you know, that's the way I roll. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show.